This weekend in Upper Michigan, a group of people will scan the waters for glittering yellow dust. Panning for gold. It's not just for 1849 California anymore. And there is actually some gold in Michigan, although not much. Here to talk about the hobby is Nick Straffen, president of the Michigan chapter of the Gold Prospectors Association of America. Hi, Nick.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Just fine. Thanks for joining us. Where do we have gold in Michigan?
Oh, we've got it dispersed throughout most of the state. Wherever you find gravel, there's a potential. There's a chance for finding gold, and we have lots of gravel that's been migrated here from Canada during the Ice Age. The glaciers moved the tops of the mountains and the hills, and along with that, there were veins of gold there, and they all moved down into Michigan, and where there's gravel, there's a potential for gold.
Well, geographically, are the odds better of finding it in some parts of Michigan than others?
Well, wherever you find gravel, yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, the west side of the state, the northern middle part of the thumb. Around Lansing, Jackson and Battle Creek and Grand Rapids, yeah.
When gold is discovered, I'm led to believe it's not very much. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. the only way you get rich prospecting for gold is appreciating the great Michigan outdoors.
Is it safe to say that the rest of the state, that the entire state has been explored thoroughly enough that there's nothing like an undiscovered mother lode of gold in Michigan?
I would say that's probably true.
Yeah.
there are a couple lode mines. Veins in the hills up in the UP, but those they all went bankrupt. They did find gold. There was a vein of gold in each of these mines, but they didn't find enough to make money.
We're talking with Nick Straffen, president of the Michigan chapter of the Gold Prospectors Association of America. We're talking about panning for gold here in Michigan. Are there places that are off limits, Nick?
Oh, yeah, the state has a lot of them. What we do, we are hobbyists. We are recreational prospectors. And we, the most important thing to think about here is that we use hand-fed equipment. We do not use backhoes. We do not use bulldozers. We do not, none of the big stuff. The biggest thing that I have is a D-handled shovel. And we do have some restrictions that apply. Many of the rivers and streams that we have here in the state, we can't sluice, or we can't use mechanical devices, hand-fed mechanical devices.
How many outings, how many separate times have you panned for gold in Michigan?
Oh, separate times? Oh, probably twice a month during the summertime. We have one outing a month. We have an organized event where we go out and dig for a while, and then we have a potluck in the afternoon and in a monthly meeting. This month, it's at Muskellunge Lakes State Park on Saturday, where we will be literally digging for gold on the beach.
And what's the most you have ever found?
Oh.
Can you? It's a matter of not even an ounce or what?
Oh, I'd say maybe a half ounce over 6-7 years. It's like I said, it's dust, and it's like baking powder.
It's still
when you find it.
It's still pretty exciting when you find it, though. I mean, obviously something keeps you going, keeps you motivated to do this.
Well, when you find something that's never been seen before in nature, and it's there in your pan, it's really a great feeling that you've explored and you've discovered and you've captured.
Have you ever discovered anything you were not expecting to find, some other mineral?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then you find a little bit of silver. And you find a lot of very tiny sand-size semi-precious stones like garnet. And where you find the iron, gold, you first when you explore, you first look for the gravel, which I said. Then you look for black sand in the gravel as you are panning it. The black sand is iron. It's both hematite and magnetite. And if you run a magnet through it, you'll find that about a third of it will be picked right up with a magnet, and that's the magnetite. And then you'll find a few little specks of gold. And what you look for is something that glows. You don't look for sparkling stuff. The sparkling stuff is usually either fool's gold or mica.
Mm-hmm.
It's iron pyrite or mica.
Gotcha. Are you ever tempted to do this outside of Michigan, just so you would know what it's like to really discover a nugget of gold?
Oh yeah, in Michigan, if you can learn how to prospect for gold in Michigan and be successful at it, you can find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone up to Alaska a few times. That's the furthest we've gone away. We've gone out to Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona. We've gone down to the southeast. There's the first gold rush in the United States was in North Carolina, and there's still a little bit of gold in North Carolina and in South Carolina and northern Georgia and some in Alabama too. I haven't been to Alabama, but I've been to the other places.
Hmm. I guess when it comes to prospecting for gold, if you can make it in Michigan, you can make it anywhere.
That's right.
Is that the bottom line?
Good training area. And we've got an organization that will help anybody learn how to do it.
How many members do you have statewide?
We have, in the state of Michigan, we have 200, but nationwide, there's about 25,000. We're a nationwide organization. It's called the Gold Prospectors Association of America. And we have the Michigan chapter of the association. And once you become a member, you can prospect anywhere in the country that the GPAA has a claim. Out west, they're called claims. On the East Coast, they're called leases. But they're essentially the same thing. Anything you find is yours. And just by being a member of the organization, you have access to all these places.
And you mentioned how stripped down your approach is here, just not much more than a shovel here. Tell us more about a typical outing. You're saying you don't take a whole lot of equipment along here?
No. In the state of Michigan, our equipment, how small it is fairly seriously regulated. For example, here on this weekend, as we go on to Lake Superior, we're going to have recirculating systems. These are systems where you dump water in a pan, and then or a large pan or a tub, and then you put your equipment inside that. So our equipment is quite small, and then you have a bilge pump, and you recirculate that water in through your system as you're searching for gold.
A lot of our listeners here are listening in mid-Michigan. Is there a place not too far from Lansing? Where's the closest to Lansing you've ever panned for gold?
We there's a Barkus campsite in Ionia County. There's a place we have gone to just west of you. I don't recall the name of the town, but it's... I think it's Cibola. We go to south of Battle Creek. We've gone to west of Traverse City this year on a DNR sponsored trip for us, and we've gone to the west side of the state.
Hmm. Well, still not too far from Lansing, I guess. Ionia County.
Oh.
This weekend's outing is at Muskellunge Lake. That's in the UP.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're right on Lake Superior. We will be right on Lake Superior. The thing about the equipment that we use, we have other types of equipment that has been determined by the EPA and the Corps of Engineers to be environmentally inconsequential. And in other states, the other states allow us to use that equipment.
Very good. Nick,
sorry,
Nick, we're gonna have to let her go there. Here, we're out of time, but it's been fascinating. We want to thank Nick Straffen, president of the Michigan chapter of the Gold Prospectors Association of America. They'll be gathering this weekend to pan for gold near Muskellunge Lake, near Lake Superior. We've been talking about panning for gold in Michigan. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
Okay, thank you. See you later. Take care.